I move to the left, then go talk. Say when I move to the right, then go talk. I say anything I do, then go talk. I beg you, leave story, then go talk. No, 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 no. I move to the right, then go talk. Say when I move to the left, then go talk. I get the bullet, what you fair, then go talk. I beg you, leave story, then go talk. No, no, no. They say I'm living in a rush. Because I'm driving all around in a Porsche. Instagram, Twitter, then go talk. I beg you, leave story, then go talk. No, no, no. See that no see me when I suffer. See that no see me when I suffer. See that no see me when I hustle. See that no see me when I hustle. See that no see me when I suffer. See that no see me when I suffer. See that no see me when I hustle. See that no see me when I hustle. So when I pass them go talk. If I sit down they drink my shayo then go talk. If I pass Mary to my life then go talk. Them see them no see anything then go talk. Oh na 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 na. Make them live like a top. So make a live my life, so make a follow, so make a do my thing. Na 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 na. Say when I move, then go talk. Say I move to the left, then go talk. I get to put the water there, then go talk. I beg a live story, then go talk. I never know anything I do, then go talk. Say when I move to the left, then go talk. Say when I move to the right, then go talk. I beg a live story, then go talk.
Hey, if you're just joining us, it's Temple Sounds, The Culture. You've been in the mix, the party mix, where we play different genres and just mush it up as best as we can. 412-499-5000, that's the telephone number of the Temple Sounds, The Culture show. We're always grateful when you catch the show live, and if you catch the show on the podcast, thank you very much. TempleSounds.com is the website. Go to the website, download the shows, play them on demand, and you will be all caught up with our 563-64 shows. My goodness, it's been a good run. Let's keep it popping. Let's keep it jamming. Let's keep it jumping. Temple Sounds, The Culture.
And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright. I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Dr. Mike don't know whether your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
As many Zionist leaders acknowledge privately, if not always publicly, anybody would oppose such a thing. Right? Any indigenous population would resist such a thing. And the more far-sighted and hard-headed of the Zionist leaders were already saying very clearly in the 1920s, of course the Arabs will oppose us. And there's no peaceful resolution to this in sight, and the only thing that will decide this is superior force.
That's Zachary Lachman. And this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Zachary Lachman on a brief history of Zionism. Zion is the name of a hill in ancient Jerusalem. The Jewish nationalist movement coined the term Zionism in the 1890s. Zionism got the big power backing it was looking for when Britain issued the Balfour Declaration on November 2, 1917. Arthur James Balfour, the British Foreign Secretary, stated, "His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people." This declaration became the major legal cornerstone for Zionist claims to Palestine. Two issues complicated things. At the time, 90% of Palestine's population was Arab Muslim and Christian, and only 10% Jewish. And the British were signing away land that was not theirs. Our guest today is Zachary Lachman. He's professor of Middle Eastern Studies and History at New York University. He's the author of many books, and he's contributing editor to Middle East Report. This classic from the AR archives was recorded at NYU in 2010. And now, Zachary Lachman, a brief history of Zionism.
I think we can see Zionism as one of a whole series of different and often conflicting responses by Jews in Europe, and especially in Central and Eastern Europe, where most of the Jews lived at the time, to the situation they found themselves in the late 19th century. The great majority of Europe's Jews and of the world's Jews at that time lived in Tsarist Russia, within the Tsarist Empire, where they were discriminated against, often persecuted as Jews, and were also extremely poor in their great majority. In the process of figuring out how to respond to this situation, Zionism was one tendency that emerged. There were lots of others, and others that were much more popular at the time and for decades afterwards. For example, from the 1880s onward, after the wave of anti-Jewish pogroms that erupted in Tsarist Russia, millions of Jews picked up and left. They voted with their feet in a sense and went to other places where they hoped they could live lives that were not subject to persecution and discrimination and find economic opportunity, escape from the terrible poverty in which most Jews in the Tsarist Empire were enmeshed. And this is when we get the mass migration of Jews from Eastern Europe to the United States, and to a lesser extent to Western Europe, South Africa, Argentina, and so forth. And in this sense, Jews were part of a vast wave of millions of emigrants out of Eastern and Central and Southern Europe, most of them non-Jews, escaping poverty, seeking opportunity, in some cases seeking religious or national freedom. So this was one very powerful response. A great many Jews in Eastern Europe stuck to the old ways. They continued to live.